When President and Mrs. Obama met the Queen of England yesterday, they gave her an iPod filled with Broadway show tunes.
This follows a much-talked-about gift of 25 classic American movies on DVD that the president gave to the Prime Minister Gordon Brown last month.
In each case, Mr. Obama followed the long tradition of giving something quintessentially American, show tunes, films, but with a high-tech twist.
As opposed to, say, Teddy Roosevelt, who liked to present heads of state with things like buffalo horns.
In more recent times, presidents have sometimes presented guests with gifts almost as unusual. President Nixon knew Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev loved cars, and so he gave him a Cadillac Eldorado.
And a Lincoln Continental.
And a Chevy Monte Carlo.
In 2006, President Bush took Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi, an Elvis fanatic, to Graceland, and he presented him with a jukebox filled with the king's hits.
Thank you very much. Treat me nice. That Elvis song. Treat me nice. Thank you.
Now we're going to have some barbecue. Thank you.
The whole business of gift giving takes up a lot of time and effort. Some presidents have asked governors to obtain items of Americana suitable for gift giving.
But when we contacted the State Department today about who's currently in charge of selecting gifts, they said they're not commenting on the process or protocol of presidential gift giving.